The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass. Watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Good evening, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for January 12th, 2010. I am Jethel Silverwing, your host. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armor, the girl downstairs, the maker of sweet, delicious, fudgy goodness, is Elkin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How are we doing today, Elkin?
No, good.
Just good?
Yeah. Why?
Just good.
Does it have to be more than good?
Why, it's craptacular! Nah.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Cool, all right. Whoa. As a friendly reminder, if you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop onto our in-game chat channel. That's guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7. It's where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org.
I'm expecting you to throw in porn, too, in there somewhere. I don't know why, but...
What? We don't have porn on kithacore.org?
I don't know. It just seemed like it might be funny to add.
If you can't get enough troll porn.
Something like that.
Okay, maybe I'll write that in for the intro for next week. If you can't get enough troll porn and gnomes in rubber outfits.
Gnomes in rubber outfits?
Gnomes in rubber outfits. Rotunga smeared in peanut butter. Go to RotungaSmearedInPeanutButter.com. That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be friggin' hilarious. I think we ought to register the name just for the hell of it.
What?
RotungaSmearedInPeanutButter.com.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, you know what? We're getting new. I don't know if anyone from Forged Unity is listening to the show, but I just received word in the Guild Leaders chat channel that Forged Unity just dinged level 80.
Wow.
So congratulations to Forged Unity. There's your ding. Congratulations. Oh, I like that one from Zerzel. There is softcore, there is hardcore, and then there is kithacore.
Oh, jeez.
I like it.
I figured you would.
I'm over here at the Incy Wincy Spider tonight. That's where I am. Not sure where you are. Where are you?
running around the Lesser Phaedark.
Lesser Phaedark. Let me guess, I'm getting a psychic reading. You're looking for more stuff for books.
No.
No?
No.
What are you doing in Lesser Phaedark then?
I'm figuring, you know, I might as well do my achievements for exploration.
Oh, so you're getting your waypoints in.
No, my...
Points of interest.
Yeah.
That's what I meant, points of interest.
Sorry.
You know what? It looks like Kithacore.org is down again. They were going up and down like crazy this morning.
They go up and down faster than a prom date. There we go. No? So what is the problem with them?
I don't know. They told me this morning they were doing some work to the database.
Oh, boy.
They better not lose it. I just had to completely rebuild that fucking site.
Yeah, I know.
They better not screw me up again.
Damn it.
Hmm?
I hate it when you go jump to something and you don't quite make it and you're just sort of on the edge and you really have no choice but to just abort the leap. Jump down.
Evac! Santania's like, back it up, back it up! I can't get to the site. Alright, so what are we talking about this week? We had a movie weekend. We went out.
I still think I'm going to revoke your choosing movies.
As long as I'm paying for it, you're going to watch what I want.
We need a set of ice picks in the house so I can gouge my eyes out afterwards.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
It's either that or I'm going to get a copy of Ice Pirates.
Oh, see, that's why I was going.
And threaten you with it.
No, any copy of Ice Pirates that comes into this house will be burned.
I will hide it.
Thrown in the microwave and made pretty colors.
No, I like the movie.
Now, see, this is why I was trying to go to Kithacore.org to get a list of the movies that we watched this weekend, but no, I can't get the fucking
Kithacore.org
well,
right now. I can tell you, because they're in burned into my brain forever now. One was The Fury.
The Fury. Starring people that we don't know. But ironically, co-starring people who made it big.
Well, Kirk Douglas was in it.
Oh, yeah.
And Amy Irving.
Who was Amy Irving?
She was the girl.
Oh, she was also in Carrie.
Right. As the friend of Carrie.
And let me see here. Fury. Here. There was actually a couple of stars that made their debut in that. So let's see. Daryl Hannah made her film debut in The Fury. Apparently she was one of the girls in the high school. I think she was the one that got the nosebleed. I'm not sure.
In the wig?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a bad part.
Dennis Franz. Sipowicz from NYPD Blue. His first movie. And Laura Innes, who played Dr. something or other on ER.
Right.
She was a doctor with the cane, or with the crutch.
Right.
But then again, didn't all the doctors have a crutch in that? Oh!
Oh!
But anyway, yeah, that was her first movie. You know, and just like I was saying on Facebook, for a movie about teenagers with telekinetic powers, they didn't really show a lot of telekinesis, did they?
No. It was long and drawn out in between getting to the telekinesis part.
In a world where teenagers have telekinetic powers, we won't let them use them on this film.
Yeah, baby.
It wasn't too bad. That was a De Palma film, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a Brian De Palma film.
Yeah.
It was all right. For a late 70s movie, I think it was okay.
And then the other one was Pro-Life. that was a John Carpenter movie, which it was like, oh my god.
John Carpenter gets really, really desperate for money, apparently.
I guess.
Holy crap, really?
You know, I can't think of his name, but he's better known for being Beast in Beauty and the Beast series. I think
Ron Perlman.
But you'd know him better as the latest one he's done is Hellboy.
Yeah.
Hellboy. And then the doctor in it, the doctor that almost runs over his daughter, he has a series called Royal Pains.
On USA.
Right. So that was the other one that I recognized in it. And that was about it.
Yeah, that was pretty much about it. And there really wasn't a whole lot saving that book. I think Ron Perlman may have held my interest a little bit. But, matter of fact, I'm going to Netflix right now. How would you rate Pro-Life? I'm going to say 2 stars.
I would say 1.
One is saved for movies like Ice Pirates.
No, Ice Pirates is pretty good. There's lots of people
no.
like Ice Pirates.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Sorry, no.
Yes. Space Herpes.
No.
See. But there is people out there who do like Space Pirates. It's campy,
And those people are on drugs. Just like the Beatles were throughout most of their career. Oh my god, we got the Beatles rock band thing?
Yeah.
Or Guitar Hero, whatever the hell it was?
It's Rock Band.
Holy crap, what the hell were these people on? Everything, apparently.
Yes.
How is Paul McCartney still alive?
He didn't do it as much.
How did any of the Beatles die of natural causes, is what I want. Or any cause not drug-related, is what I want to know. Because holy crap. Because, you know, you think back and you listen to some of the music. Yeah, they were pretty trippy and stuff. But then you get Rock Band and then you get to see the lyrics. You get to see what they were singing. It's like, this song makes no sense whatsoever.
See, I already knew the lyrics. Oh, what was that one song that we were doing that just sort of gave me the creeps?
I don't know.
It was the one you were singing with, Shoot Me.
I don't know.
Come Together Over Me. That song gave me the creeps.
Really?
Because I did not know that the chorus was Shoot Me. Come Together. Come Together Over Me. Yeah, it made me think of was John Lennon.
Mm.
And it's just, you know.
Perhaps a little prophetic.
Did the guy that killed him listen to that song specifically or something?
Quite possibly.
Because it was like self-fulfilling. I mean, John Lennon was shot. The Beatles came together over him for a while, you know. Majority of the world came together over John Lennon's death.
Drugs.
But, I realized that. But the advantage of that game, the Beatles Rock Band one, is the fact that you can have more than one mic.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was interesting.
It's kind of cool.
I grew up on them. I mean, I grew up on the Beatles.
And I grew up on Twisted Sister. Actually,
that too.
During my teenage years, I was actually quite a country fan. I mean, I had more Charlie Daniels and Kenny Rogers albums that I had anything else.
You're kidding.
Until I saw the We're Not Gonna Take It video.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, I like this. And my mom says it was like almost overnight. I went from country guy to to rock guy.
It scared her.
Rock took your soul.
But we're not gonna take it anymore.
Anyway,
pro-life, never again.
Pro-life, never again. I mean, you know, you get toward the end of the movie.
The cheesy effects of let's blow a person's brain up, you know. A chunk missing, okay?
And then they show the guy on the ground, like, a few seconds later, and his head's complete. What the fuck?
No, he still had a chunk
missing. No, he didn't. That's what that immediately went through my head when I saw the guy lying on the ground.
Well, that side was the side that was missing.
No! Hon, I'm not talking about the black guy at the beginning. I'm talking about the father of the young girl that was there.
Yeah?
They shot him with a shotgun in the gut, and then as he was going down, he shot him again in the face or something like that.
Oh, the ones that were trying to leave.
Right, and he was missing half of his head as he was going down, but right. Then they show him on the ground in the next scene, and his head's complete.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was sort of...
Remember my favorite word? Continuity.
I think my brain was pudding by this point.
Probably. And then the baby that this is all about, I mean, it was a friggin' plastic doll with snow crab legs attached to it, I think.
That's what I think.
What the hell are you people thinking?
I mean, the baby doll from Toy Story that was cobbled together with, you know.
I think the baby doll from Toy Story was scarier than this one.
I know. I was like, ew.
Oh, man. What was John Carpenter thinking, really? I mean, they do have... I can't remember what it's called right now, but directors actually can petition to have their name removed from a film, and there's an alias, a common alias that they use. I can't think of what it's called right now. But, yeah, they can petition the Directors Guild and go, you know what, I really want nothing to do with this film. Can we take my name off of it? And they can put a fake name in there, but they use the same name for every time that that's used.
They still don't. The name of the movie was called Pro Choice.
And it was Pro-Life.
Pro-Life. And it was a John Carpenter movie.
Wow. And then we went out to see Avatar.
Now that was good.
Now we've gone from extreme suck to very good.
I like the 3D.
Avatar kicked ass. Simple as that. Just kicked some major ass.
I wouldn't mind seeing it in just normal without the 3D.
Why?
Just because.
Just to see if you were suckered in by the 3D?
If it's, you know, just a different version, you know. It was great, and if you haven't seen it, you need to go see it in the theaters now.
Now, my thoughts on Avatar, just from reading the reviews and stuff like that, and the storyline, I thought for sure this was just going to be, oh god, it's just a major special effects movie, and it's going to be a guilt movie, you know, aimed at a guilt movie over the Native Americans, you know what I mean? That's exactly what I thought this movie was going to be. And I think I was partially correct, but it's overshadowed by the fact that the movie actually kicked ass. But I think you had mentioned to me, and I think you can actually compare it to Ferngully.
Well, it's the same sort of... I mean, it's a tried and true story. Okay, greedy humans take over an area... destroy it, you know, take what they want, regardless of who lives there or what they're
You know what? I think I put it pretty well in my Facebook. I had actually posted something from the Fail Blog. You know what Fail Blog is, right?
Yeah.
Well, I had posted something from Fail Blog. It is the pitch for Pocahontas from Disney. and you just, like, change the name of the characters and it's exactly the same story?
Yeah.
Why the... I can't even get to friggin' Facebook. What the hell?
I don't know.
There we go.
But, you know, I think it was done in such a way that... you know, I think it was a little different. You okay, know, it's so the same story, but it's still... You've got different... different characters, different situations.
Mm.
It was more...
but here's my comment.
I think.
My friend Mish wrote... because, you know, someone had just, you know, taken the Pocahontas movie and replaced the name and stuff. And, you know, look, it's the same friggin' movie. And Mish wrote, you know, what bothers me most about this is people think there's an undercurrent of, well, it must be bad because the story's been done before. Now, my reply to that was, there's nothing to get upset about at all. It's the same plot in every Disney movie. Man is bad. Man meets woman. Woman shows man the evil of her of his ways. Man leaves it all behind to be with woman. It's in every single Disney movie. Every movie.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, it's a giant LARP. I would just like to say for the record right now that my ex-wife kind of blew my mind this morning. She changed her profile picture to the picture of her when she was 16.
Mm-hmm.
When we started dating. Like, hey, I know her. I have absolutely no pictures of me when I was a kid. None.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You have that one that you showed me once where you're standing next to an easel that you drew
I don't have it. I have no idea what the hell happened to that one.
You mean a physical picture?
Mm-hmm. I have nothing.
I'm sorry?
I don't have a childhood.
What happened to it?
I didn't have a childhood. I was grown.
You mean you just sprouted?
No, I mean I was grown. Grown.
So, outside of movies...
Well, what movies do you want to see next?
I don't know yet. I know I want to see Holmes.
Yeah, we're definitely going to see Sherlock Holmes. I really want to see that. You know what I think is really interesting? And I mentioned to you, mentioned this to the other night. They need to stop putting real wrestlers, you know, professional wrestlers, in movies with fight scenes with the main star of the movie. They have to stop doing this. Stone Cold Steve Austin broke Sylvester Stallone's neck last week.
Broke his neck?
It's a fracture of one of his vertebrae. He's going to be okay, but he has to have the vertebrae fused or something like that.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, these action stars want to be big and tough. They want to do their own stunts. Well, you're getting into a fist fight with someone who does this shit for a living. You know what I mean? And I guess there was a big fist fight scene in it or something like that. And Stone Cold broke his fucking neck.
Holy crap.
And then during Sherlock Holmes, there is a really huge guy in there. I guess he plays a villain of some sort. Let me see if I can find out his name. But his wrestling name was Kurgan. His wrestling name was Kurgan. And then... What the hell? Oh.
What?
Internet movie database.com. There we go. Not basedata.com. And let's look up Sherlock Holmes. There it is. Let me find the name. The actual name of the guy. If I can find it. God. Must be Robert Mallet, I think. But anyway... I guess, again, there was a fight scene involving Robert Downey Jr. And Downey ended up in the hospital. didn't pull a punch quite correctly or maybe Robert didn't move out of the way in time or something like that, but he ended up getting knocked out and woke up in the hospital. I think it's kind of funny, actually. I'm going to do my own stunts. I'm going to look, everyone, I'm doing my own. Oh, that really hurt. Oh, boy. So let's take a look here. What's coming out? Movies.yahoo.com.
Don't know.
Or you can just go to Netflix or something like that, I suppose. Okay. Upcoming. The Book of Eli. Nah, I can pass on that. The Spy Next Door. Oh, boy. A spy as a babysitter. Where have we seen this before? Oh, yeah. Every action star whose career is failing has done I'm going to be a nanny movie. God, no, we are not seeing that at all. Legion, the one with the angels, no, we're not going to see that. Sorry, it was done before. It's called Prophecy with Christopher Walken. Tooth Fairy, no fucking way. Sorry, not a chance in hell. Although I am happy to say that Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, has declared that Tooth Fairy will be his last comedy. He's refusing roles like this for now on.
I think that might be wise.
Probably. Oh yeah, Tooth Fairy is really promoting your career, Dwayne. Come on, wake up. Edge of Darkness, I don't know what that one is. Let's see, what is Edge of Darkness? Mel Gibson, nope, I'm not even going to do it. I refuse to see any Mel Gibson movies. He's a psycho. What did you think of the trailer for Percy Jackson and the Olympians? The Teenage Demigods?
I was more impressed with the remake of the Clash of the Titans.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely seeing Clash of the Titans. And the remake of The Wolfman, I think. I definitely want to see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, see, they're trying to redo all the old original horror movies. Of course, I don't think they're going to be able to top Bram Stoker's Dracula.
You know, I think the reason why they're doing that is because of the fact that there's all these vampire.
Yeah, now they're trying to get into werewolves.
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, but this is not a sexy werewolf movie.
No, it's not.
Not at all. This is the remake of the original. A 1930s something movie, and Benicio del Toro is the Wolfman. Not sexy.
No.
Which I'm actually going to enjoy. It's really going to be nice to actually see a movie with real actors and not just, you know, we need to fill roles for this movie. Quick, get out the Abercrombie and Finch catalog. Is this guy available? Can he act? No, can he read? Does he speak English? It doesn't matter. We'll dub it another voice later. He just looks sexy. Now, that seems to be what the hell they're doing lately. You know what I mean?
Sex sells.
I suppose. Well, yeah, the Wolfman looks good.
Out currently, is there anything coming out within the next, that is out now that we haven't seen, or will be out within the next month?
Avatar, Sherlock, of course. Not Alvin and the Chipmunks. We're not going to do that. If you and the boy want to see it, go right ahead.
No, don't subject me to that.
Sherlock, Daybreakers? Oh, that's about the world run by vampires and they're running out of human blood.
I wouldn't mind seeing that, but I don't know if I want to go to the theater to actually.
Maybe rent that one. It's Complicated and Leap Year are total chick flicks! let's see here. Blind Side, not exactly a chick flick, but more family oriented, so I don't think so.
You always say that like it's a bad thing.
Just not my thing. It could be a wonderful movie. It could be the greatest movie of all time. Nope, not for me. You know, I still haven't seen freaking Citizen Kane.
You're kidding.
I haven't even seen a friggin' trailer for it. The only part I know of Citizen Kane is the close-up on the guy's mouth.
Rosebud.
Yeah, that's
it. The original Citizen Kane?
What's that?
The original? They didn't remake it, did they?
No. They haven't remade it.
So you're talking the original one?
I'm talking the original. It's supposed to be the greatest movie of all time, and I've never seen it.
Well, put it on Netflix. I think you can still rent it, can't you?
Well, more than likely. So, let's see. That's about it that's out right now that I want to see, I think.
That's enough.
Princess and the Frog. Nah, I'm good, thanks. Youth in Revolt. It's just a teenage buddy movie type of thing. Nah. To be perfectly honest, I wouldn't mind seeing Avatar again.
Yeah, me too. We might have to see about that.
Okay, so an upcoming movie that I am not going to see. The A-Team.
Oh, God.
They are making a movie on the A-Team. No. Starring Liam Neeson as Hannibal.
Uh-huh.
Rampage Jackson, I think he's from the UFC, you know, the Ultimate Fighting Championships. As B.A. Baracus. I've seen the trailer, and yes, he has a mohawk, but it's kind of a gay mohawk. I'm sure Mr. T is looking at that trailer going, "What the fuck is this? He's a fool!" It was kind of a really short, nicely cropped mohawk. And yeah, knows. Metrosexual Mr. T doesn't work for me. And Jessica Biel is in it for some reason. And outside of that, I don't see anyone else in the movie that I recognize.
Well, outside of the movies,
mm-hmm.
You've been busy posting, and it's caused quite a stir.
Oh, God. I was hoping to avoid that subject.
Why?
I haven't even looked at the thread in 2 days. It just kind of gets my ire up.
Why? Why not discuss it?
Because they're not trying to discuss it. That's the whole thing. What we're talking about is Station Cash. We, in December, we passed the one-year anniversary for a Station Cash coming to the game. Some people are for it, some people are against it. The people who are against it are being completely irrational, as far as I'm concerned. Well, or at least the people who are posting, to the thread at the EQ2 forums. Let me see here. How many pages is it up to?
Four
right now?
Yeah. And really, that's not too bad.
Well, it's not too bad. It's just the intensity of the replies is what gets me. Where the hell is it? There it is. You know, if I have an objection to something, I try to, you know, post my objection and, you know, I'll let it slide or whatever. But these people.
Yes?
These people are just like, "No! Station Cash bad! You're a fucktard for even saying that it's good! We'll kill you and your entire family!" You know, there's shit like that. And, well, okay, maybe not that bad.
Not that bad.
But, you know, according to these people, Station Cash is the fucking devil. "Oh, everything in EverQuest was great until Station Cash, and it will ruin us all!" Fuck you. Station Cash hasn't ruined anything. Now, like I posted in this thing, I think one of my last posts in here was Yeah, I mean, if they start selling actual stuff, you know, like high-end gear or armor that's actually useful, I'm going to have a problem with that.
Well, see, that's what the thing is. A lot of people are worried that that's where it's going to go.
But right now, with the exception of some of the potions, like they have an experience buff potion, which is fine. You have an experience buff potion, but you know what? You get them for free every anniversary anyway. And they give you experience bonus weekends anyway. I don't see what the big deal is. But with the exception of that kind of thing, oh no, they're giving me, hey, it's a couch for my house, all right. And my whole point on it is I really don't have the time or the inclination to go out raiding and hunting and you know me, I'm very impatient. I don't want to throw everything on the broker and wait a month to get enough plat for a set of, God, what did I post here as a example here? The mahogany dining set. The mahogany dining set is basically the almost an equivalent of the Cherry Grove set.
Yeah.
You know, this is just simpler for me. I don't mind plopping down $10 for an entire set. I think it's worth it. Now, it's not like, you know, and then people are arguing, well, you're taking away from the crafters. Well, maybe they should sell plat then. You want your crafters to earn, you know, earn it? Like I said, I don't, look, it comes down to me, I don't have the plat to buy the stuff on the brokers. I don't. I do have a few extra bucks in my wallet. But you can't buy plat with the money that you actually have to pay the guy that leveled up to level 80 so he can, you know, make your furniture and stuff. So a solution would be, let them sell plat.
No.
Then,
that would not be a good idea.
Then butt out of me buying my dining set.
Well, you know, like some of them are saying, you know, if you like it, fine. If you don't, you don't.
Well, yeah, and that is the minority on the rants going on right now.
So it's just that simple. But, you know, if, like with Free Realms, everything is micro transactions over there, basically.
Right.
I mean, you can get the better gear to fight with through the micro transactions. But that was geared up that way to start with. You know? The game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can still play it and gain gear and stuff, and but I've played it, but I've always ended up buying like the good bow or the good, you know, piece of equipment that makes it easier for me to level my character. So some people are worried that that's what's, you know, the station cache is going to lead to sometime. Instead of the appearance armors and stuff. Yeah, and some people don't like the racial change potions.
I really don't get that. Why not be able to change your race?
I don't know. What music are you playing, hon?
Hmm?
Are you playing music?
Yeah, same one we always do.
Okay.
I can hear it through my headphones, so I know it's the same one I always play.
See, now, it would, you know, I've always thought it would be good for me too, for my role playing, to be able to change to a dark elf, because I've always played that that was her split personality.
Right, but I just want to touch on something that Sintjin on the Antonia Bale server is saying in the thing there. She says, for some people, it's easier to spend the $25 to get a race change potion than to do the fucking betrayal quest. But the problem is, buying the race change potion does not change your faction.
Yep.
Race change does not change your faction. Kind of wish it did. But, you know, let's say you're a role player, and we know that, you know, Xanadi's done this. Let's say you're a role player, you've spent that time building up your character, and you're like, you know what? I want to play something different now, but I don't want to spend the time getting him up to 80. Know what I mean? $25, buy the race change potion, boop, your new race. Or you buy the entire witness protection program and... Actually, no, the race change is not part of the witness protection, is it? Let's see.
No.
Oh, yeah, there's supposed to be a few new items on the station. On the market thing today. An indigo dragon. No, the race change potion is not part of the witness protection. But anyway. that's right. The witness protection will allow you to change your name and your sex.
Right.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, if I ever get tired of Jethel, heaven forbid, and I think everyone just took a... I think everyone's sphincters just tightened up a little bit. If I ever get tired of Jethel, I'm not going to work up another character to 80. Matter of fact, the next step just might be class change. Who knows?
Jethel turning female? No, I don't think so.
No. No, I don't think so.
You know, it all this boils down to is a matter of options and choices and different paths to play the game, guys.
Right.
I think.
Now, as far as the station, the marketplace is concerned, my point has always been, and this is exactly how I started that thread off, if you don't like it, don't use it. It's an option. They're not forcing you to do anything. Am I right?
That's true.
They're not forcing you to do crap. Anyway.
One of the things up on the as of, I guess today, for the station cache is escape potions. Now,
yeah, that's one of the new ones.
You know, that doesn't it doesn't bother me. I mean, you know.
Well, since they made escape, you know, available to more classes a couple of months ago, why not make it available to everyone now? I mean, I was a little upset when they made it available to more than just Rangers. But now that it is available to more than just Rangers, sure, why not make it available for everyone? What the hell do I care? That really doesn't bother me. Any more than a gate potion would bother me. Know what I mean?
That's about it.
I mean, hell, we used to have the gate potions in EverQuest 1. The ones that you could make out in Thurgadin. Know what I mean? Doesn't bother me in the least. Anyway.
So, I don't know. You know, I know one thing. I mean, right now, if every person joined Facebook and followed EverQuest 2, Free Realms, and did so on Twitter, too... we'd end up, each person would end up with what I think we figured out, 3,000 free station cash.
That'd be cool.
But that means getting people, and you know, I was telling Moria that the other day, and she wanted to know what the catch was. There's no catch. It's just, you don't even have to have a phone that takes, you know, messages or can send messages. You don't even need to worry about that to have a Twitter account. But I swear, if everybody, it requires using, it requires signing up on Facebook and Twitter, and that's about it. If you don't want to ever use it for anything else,
whatever.
But that's what they're doing. I think they have like three different levels they're looking for. 5,000. I know the last one is like 10,000. Let me see here real quick. Let me see what the dingage is. 5,000, 10,000, 15,000. That's not hard to do. I'm looking at Facebook, EverQuest 2, and they have 8,000 fans so far. The reason why it hasn't dinged is they're looking for the same level on Twitter, too. But I think the first level is like 250, and here, let me go to the prizes and I can tell you exactly. Okay. When EverQuest reaches 5,000 followers in Facebook and Twitter, I don't think it's combined. I think each of them have to be 5,000. Everybody gets 250 station cash. If you're also following EverQuest and Free Realms and they do the same, that's another 250 station cash for each one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, go ahead. Sorry.
When they reach 10,000 followers on Twitter and Facebook, Free Realms, you get another 250 station cash and a house frog. EverQuest, they're giving another 250 station cash and a tomb of friends, or tome of friends. And EverQuest 2, another 250 free station cash and the cloak of I. Now, if all three of them get up to 15,000 friends and followers, or fans and followers, Free Realms, you're looking at another 500 station cash and a small dance floor. EverQuest, you're looking at another free 500 station cash and magical loot, and another 500 station cash for EverQuest 2 with an interactive item to be named soon. So, let's see. I mean, that's $3,000. That's 3,000 station cash for free. Can't lose on that.
You can lose. You can only gain.
Well, yeah. And it's free.
It's free.
So, yeah. I mean, there's no catch. You just become a friend of the fan pages in Facebook and a follower on Twitter, and that's it. It's for each one that you join. I'm following EverQuest. I'm following EverQuest 2, and I'm following... Free Realms. So if when EverQuest 2 reaches 5,000 fans and followers in Twitter and Facebook, that's 250 station cash free. When it happens to EverQuest, the same thing, I'll get another 250. And when it happens to Free Realms, that's another 250.
And while you're on Facebook, you can go ahead and look up Jethel Silverwing and follow him on Facebook. Because he's there.
But if you're following EverQuest 2 and Brenlo and Domino, go ahead and follow EverQuest and Free Realms too. There's, just, you know, it's not going to hurt ya.
And just for a little added fun, you know, going a little off topic there, but just for a little added fun, something we were talking about yesterday, in the Moors of Yakisha, if you go ahead and launch yourself off in the barrel ride, you know, shoot yourself off in a barrel, if you hold down your space bar, and I just tried it, you can miss the target. You can miss the target and miss the cliff entirely.
I'll have to go up and try that.
Okay, I'm being told here that Jared just turned level 35. 35 what? What are you, level 35? Level 35, Jared. Well, what the hell are you? Illusionist. Level 35, Illusionist. Jared, congratulations. There's your ding. Oh, by the way, if you're going to go ahead and try that missing the cliff thing, make sure you have Featherfall or something like that, because after about 20 feet below the cliff, the barrel disappears.
And what about you?
I have my Cloak of the Harvester, so I float.
I'll have to come up and try it. I got one more spot to find.
It floats. Everything floats down here.
I have one place to find in Steamfront, and then I am totally done with Echoes of Feywild as far as exploration. I know a lot of people think I'm would say I'm being silly for doing this, you know, and I should wait and save my A's for the new expansion, but I'm bored. Oh, I did go out finding. Bored. I got two more books. I was surprised. I figured with all these massive updates we had lately, a bunch of fixes, maybe possibly the quest starters for books might be dropping a little bit more in the gray zones. So I went to Kazik Thule and was beating up some lizards and saying hello to the dragon out there. Venkor or something his name?
Venkor.
He's so handsome. He's always smiling. Anyway. Did a photo shoot with him too. Now turn. Anyway, I picked up the Pirate Queen and the map, and the Amagamelon the Dulling. I'll put this one up because I'm not saying that word right. Which was nice. I got that one first, and then while I was working on that one, I got the pirate. And that's the way I like to get them. I like to be able to be working on one and then have another one show up. And then I'll start working on that one. And, you know, I finished both and didn't have another book show up, so I was a little sad. So.
Aww.
I don't know if I'll go try again or not. I'll have to go out. I still have a few that I'm, you know, trying to pick up in the... In the gray zones. And the reason why I'm not... before I say what I was going to say, the ones I'm still working on are Running Eye, Obelisk of Lost Soul, Temple of Kazik Thule, Permafrost...
Now, is there...
Ruins of Rasun.
Is there a... maybe the audience here knows. Is there a reward of some kind when you fill up all the points of interest...
I don't know. Figured why not? It's one thing I can do.
I've got all my Desert of Flame done. I still have some to go on Fadeware. Kingdom of Sky... Oh, you just get an achievement. That's it. Yeah, but it's not an actual title, though. You can't put it above your head, can you?
I don't know. Who cares?
Well, that's my whole problem with these new achievement things that they got. You get, like, a one-time announcement, and that's it. Now, they should have some kind of a title. Like, you know, under exploration. If you finish all the exploration, exploration, you should have an active title. It'd be like Jethel the Explorer, or... Who knows? You know, something like that, or, Telesi is saying Explorer of Norrath or something like that. I think that'd be a pretty good thing. Why not tie? I mean, if you shoot, what is it? If you do all of the what is it? If you do like 25 quests in, or oh hell, what was it? You're supposed to have done like everything in Greater Fade Arc of some kind, then you actually got a suit of armor.
I know I ended up with a green robe for some reason for something, and I don't remember now.
Hmm.
But I figured it was something to do. You know?
Yeah.
Why not?
Like Questmaster or something like that.
And I only have like a few spots. I was looking, you know, overall what I'm missing. I'm missing very few, so I figured, well, out of all the triumphs I could probably get, I mean, I could probably do this one. And I'm not worried about getting my AAs and levels when that happens, because it just happens. I am never a person that stares at my XP and go, God, it can't go fast enough. It just happens. I just do my quests, I run around, I have fun, and next thing you know, I'm leveling up. So I'm not really concerned or worried. As a matter of fact, I hit level 80 this last go around, and it was like, oops. Yeah. I didn't mean to go that fast.
By the way, folks, the time is approaching 8 o'clock. Saya's Hammer is now open on the Etonia Vale server. Saya's Hammer, that's P-S-I-A-S Hammer, in Nettleville in Kinos. Always a good time there. I ran Cheez-It over there a few weeks ago, and he detonated a nip bomb.
In a Karen bar.
Yep, he activated a nip bomb in a Karen bar, and when Jethel got there a few moments later, Saya and a few other characters were licking each other.
Oh boy!
So there we go. Alright, I think we're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibblebuns? Do you know where he is? We'll find out when we come back. Oh, you know what they're hearing? That music thing again? They're hearing your new mail announcement.
I'm sorry!
It's all your fault!
Imagination, there's nothing there.
Okay, so we're going to be back in like 10-15 minutes. When we come back, where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibblebuns? Okay, folks, here it comes. It's time for where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibblebuns!
Is he creeping around Freeport, Kellethan, or Kinos? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll fit inside your backpacks and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheez-It Nibblebuns.
Alright, folks, let's see if you can figure out where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibblebuns. So, let's go ahead and start asking some questions. And we already had a good one there. Synthjin wants to know if he's in Fadewear. He is on Fadewear. Now, where in Fadewear is Cheez-It Nibblebuns? We already established that Lava Frost does not exist.
And Everstorm is missing.
Everstorm is missing. He is in the Butcher Block Mountains. And this, you know, see, this is just too easy, I guess. I don't know. Can he see the sky? Yes, he can see the sky. And we're talking about Cheez-It here. Everywhere is dangerous for him. actually, that's a good question. Let me check my map. Is he near Kaladim? I don't think so. No, he's a fair distance away from Kaladin. Is he near dwarves? No, I don't think he's near dwarves.
He's not in unrest, he's not near the chessboard.
She's got it.
Yay! Damn!
That was fast. Trista's got it. He's at the King's Roost. Dag nabbit. We gotta find a more confusing place.
Hey, that was pretty hard to find.
That was a minute and 30 seconds.
Wow.
Okay, we gotta find a better place for Cheez-It.
How did Trista come up with that so quickly?
I don't know.
That was excellent, Trista.
Let's play another round. Yeah, you know how long it took him to get here?
King's Roost. It's a place that is, when you're looking at the map, it's way up north. It's along the coast, but you can't get to it from the coast. You have to get to it from inland and then go out there. And
I'm really high up right now. Oh, I'm going to be sick.
Don't go near the cliff edge. I told you that. Oh, you're safe there. Go. Yeah, I thought about putting him in one of the nests, but that would be a little too much.
Yeah, besides, the nests are kind of full, aren't they?
There was one that didn't have anybody in it, but I wasn't sure if there'd be anybody in it later, so. And then the other two did have them in there, so I thought, yeah.
Alright. Well, Trista, go ahead and send Jethel an in-game mail. Jethel on the Antonio Bale server. And, give me a shirt size. We'll see if we can send you a shirt. If not, then miscellaneous swag.
Well, that's the point of where can we put Cheez-It that we can't... that's dangerous or can get him to. It's the challenge of getting him there, too.
Yeah.
And it has to be a physical place, because we can just say, well, he's in...
I mean, yeah. We can easily do this without putting Cheez-It somewhere. We, you know, we can just say, oh, okay, let's open up a map and we'll pick a point of interest. He's here. No, we don't do that. We actually get him there. Yeah, he's in Frostfell Wonderland. He's trapped for all time! Or at least till next year. Oh, well. We will try to get him somewhere more dangerous next week.
Somewhere more dangerous.
Yes, dear. I hear you.
Alright, well, go ahead and camp Cheez-It out. And we'll camp back to Jethel. Actually, I should probably zone him back to... He knows.
Get him someplace safe because, you know. And what is this present for?
The one that's in the middle of the guild hall?
Where did
I don't know.
From?
I have no idea who gave it to us. It's got to be somebody with friend access.
Future delivery scheduled. The marble effigy of Al-Kabar?
Al-Kabar, which. Who is the...
Who was he?
That was the Erudite wizard from Yerudin.
Will be delivered directly to your house by the League of Antonica Bards. But where did True Flight get it?
I have no idea. What, did True Flight give it to us?
Santania is saying yes. So where did this come from?
What is it? I don't know.
Pre-order of what?
Oh, it must have been a pre-order of the next expansion.
From where?
What do you mean from where? It came with pre-order of the expansion.
Well, I pre-ordered the expansion.
From where?
EB Games.
Well, it's probably not from EB Games then.
But I have the collector's edition.
Doesn't matter, apparently.
Yeah, he's supposed to get one with fanfare.
Well, I haven't gotten one yet.
Yeah, I ordered a pre-collection, pre-ordered the collector's tin. Oh, well, I'll find out. That would be interesting. I wouldn't mind having one, but, you know. We see. But it's kind of cool. It's this big, huge crate with a big bow on it. And Jethel came in and said, where'd this come from? I don't know. He was going to return it to sender to find out who it came from. It says, no, it doesn't tell you that.
Yes, it does.
He's kind of rude.
Yes, if you do a right-click and return to sender, it goes, are you sure you would like to return this to so-and-so?
Oh. Well, true, we'll be looking forward to seeing what the heck it is.
Well, apparently, it's a from the description, it sounds like it's just a marble statue of the wizard.
Yeah, but I don't know what it looks like, do you?
The wizard. No, I don't know.
Well, foo. I want one. Why not? I should get one. But anyway, I need to get these tools to Ivy Doo.
Ivy Doo.
Unless, where is she right now?
Ivy Doo.
Where is Ivy? She's in Antonica somewhere. Well, I'll just mail them to you, dear.
She's running in Antonica.
That's one of the few things. Oh.
Oh?
What the heck?
What?
Oh.
What?
Oh, I got mail.
You have mail?
Oh, wait a minute.
We'll check it out.
Well, somebody's saying that they've got January the 11th. No, 11 is Condemned Catacombs. Huh. Path of Defeat the... Oh. Well... Defeat Belktalar the Mighty. That was yesterday, so I can't find that out. She's saying that they changed the name of the ancient creature guy that you're supposed to go after for the Chronomage quest of yesterday, Condemned Catacombs. I'll have to go home and see what I have for... I think they send you after one, but you end up with the mighty guy as a pet. I'm not certain.
I have no idea. Okay,
and Ivy, I will get you a tranquil set here soon. I've been keeping an eyeball on the Chronomage to see if there's any new ones coming along. And
well, I would hope so. For your sake.
To see if there's anything new ones, and there isn't one. Got too many. You ever get too many screens open and you can't figure out which one you're supposed to be doing with bags or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm having a problem with the mail at the moment. I have one email open. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
You just made this weird, funny sound.
Mail!
Oh, God, I thought you were dying there for a minute. Okay, so that's off. Oh, stop it. We're watching what? Jack in the Box commercial? It was a Jack in the Box commercial, wasn't it?
What are you talking about?
We saw this Jack in the Box commercial tonight. And he said something about saving, you know, having more money for in school for...
Oh, yeah.
And these guys come by all dressed in togas, and they're on this float type thing. And you know what's on the float?
Giant cube.
A giant green jelly cube.
Well, it's supposed to be a giant jello shot.
Was it a jello shot? All I can think of is, oh boy, I wonder if Lyra's seen
Lyra...
These guys are in college and they're partying with a cube.
Woo! Party cube. That's what Lyra needs. The Antonica party cube.
And Ivy Doo just got her dwarven work boots.
Hey! Dwarven work boots.
Those things are smelly. Oh, and I found I scored today.
Hmm?
Well... I had to get some clothes for the kid. And
oh, yeah.
So I go to Valley Village, because usually, you know, there was this one jacket there that was a North Exposure jacket. Brand new. They wanted $40 for it. I know that's a $100 jacket.
Oh, there you go.
He didn't like it. Oh. Fine. Anyway, I always kind of poke around in all the odds and bits and stuff and North Face, yes, thank you. It was a North Face jacket. Really nice one. and brand new ticket on it, everything. I mean, it was great. He didn't like it, so $40. Anyway, I go poking around on all the odds and bits and stuff, and I saw these pink bowls over there, and I went, pink? Is that a Hello Kitty face on that? So I pick it up, and sure enough, these pink bowls with little hearts and strawberries on it is Hello Kitty bowls. And Santania is big on Hello Kitty. And I thought, well, I wonder. So I sent a picture of it to Urson. I said, does Santania have these? And he goes, no. I went, okay. Well, they're cheap. I'll grab them. Well, come to look at them, they're made in Japan, and it says on the bottom, only sold Japan. So she's going to have fun trying to track these down and figure out where in the heck they came from. It looks like they were made in 2002 by the Sanrio Corporation. Okay, the ones that put out Hello Kitty. So it's authentic. But you can't get these in the U.S., so...
Well, apparently you can.
Well, these five, at least. Yeah, Santania's bouncing up and down, so I think we scored really big time. Sanrio. No, not normally. It's a collector's item? You think so? Yeah, we're pretty jazzed about that, going, yay, Kitty's gonna like this. We scored. I love scoring, okay? Go to...
Score!
Score! Oh, you know what else we saw there?
What?
I just about died seeing it.
What?
There was a Nintendo 64. There was a Atari. There was...
An Atari?
Yeah, another Nintendo machine. There was a PlayStation. Oh, yeah. It was like, you know, the aisle of discarded old game machines. It was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
It was weird. You know, Eric's going, oh, my God. So, yeah, I like Value Village because you can score some pretty good stuff there sometimes if you're looking, if you poke around and look. Hmm. And I like scoring. And another way to score, do you really want to try the 0 to 80 in was it 0 to 80 or 0 to 70?
0 to 70. 80.
0 to 80 in 7 hours. I don't think we could do it.
No, not in 7 hours.
Well, that's how long he took, wasn't it?
I think the guy in question... Yeah, the guy in question. But he was also using the invite a friend thing and stuff like that.
Well, if you read his post on how he did it...
Yeah, he used the invite a friend. He used potions. It was on a double experience weekend.
Well, for one thing, first of all, he bought... So he had his own group to tag along with him, and he had the entire group mentor him, and I think he had two of the people on the add a buddy horse, which adds more, and then the percentage of characters that he has at level 80 on that account. Mm-hmm. For each one, you get 10%.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, first off, doing it, you would have 10% just because Jethel. Okay? That's an extra 10%. Mm-hmm. And then if I come along and I have... where is that stupid thing? Hang on a second. I got to find the stupid horse. What do I do with it? There it is. You get another 10%. Off of the horse that I would ride, the Death Charger.
Mm-hmm.
It would increase XP gain of target by 10%. Applies friendly experience. So there's an extra... There's 20% so far. 20% gain. You throw in potions. You have all the veteran awards that you could pull through. All those potions you could burn through. And they give various stuff. I just don't think outside of that we could pull it off in 7 hours. But are you still wanting to give it a shot and see how many hours it would take you?
Yeah, we give it a shot. I'll get like a Saturday where we're not doing anything and just go for it. And we'll put the boy on we'll put the boy on pizza roll duty. Because we all know that, you know, Totino's combo pizza rolls are the food of the gamers.
God.
You know, every ding or so, boy, we need bring my pizza rolls.
And when from what I was reading, he didn't like do any quests. They just killed. They just slaughtered stuff.
And they were doing collections and writs, or quests, but they were killing everything in sight while doing them. They weren't just going after the mobs in the quests. They were killing everything in sight while they were doing the quests.
Ah. Clean sweep. And they were doing collections. I forgot how much money he put out in collections.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's up to you. Be interesting to see. At least, you know, maybe... I don't know. You can always get a head start by creating the character and letting it rest a week.
Right, get vitality.
Or you actually run it to get the vitality up. So that would get an extra bonus right there.
Mm-hmm.
So at least right off the bat, we're looking at a 20% increase to your experience. And when I don't know when they're going to do a bonus experience weekend, but we can always shoot for one of those and say, hey, it's this weekend, let's give it a shot. Because that would add too. The thing that gets me is that if I mentor to you and go along, I kill stuff so quickly. Isn't that going to hurt your experience? Don't you have to at least swing at it to get something?
No.
Or does it matter?
I don't think it matters.
Well, then I can plow through crap. That's what his group did. They plowed through everything.
Yep. Plow the road, boys. It's one end of the zone to the other. Just kill everything in fucking sight.
Oh, Brendel's been talking about that bonus experience since last weekend.
Mm.
Last week. I remember Friday I put out a thing saying, sure, bonus, yes, please. Nothing happened. Not like I need it. I don't need it, but it would be nice for everybody else.
So what do you think? You want to try it on the next bonus weekend?
Sure, we can give it a shot. Can give it a shot, definitely. And we'll do a report on it and see, you know, we'll add up what we've got to work with and see, just to see how far you can go. Because this guy was exceptional, you know. We don't box a whole group of characters, for one. It's me and my horse and you and... I mean, anybody else we could snag that wants to come along, they can mentor down too. That adds to the bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to do it, make a character that you think that you can... are comfortable playing, let it set for a week.
All right. I'll roll something up tonight after I log off. And we'll just let him sit, get the vitality up. Well, if nothing else, I'll get... No, wait. I was just going to say I should get him off the island. But... Well, yeah, I mean, if we're going to group and mentor and stuff, we're going to have to get him off the island.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you make a Shadow Knight? You might enjoy that. You can swing two-handed weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, you've always wanted to make an evil character.
I will make an evil character.
Ooh. Dark elf Shadow Knight. Mmm.
And then I'll walk around going, I'll even make a hotkey for that.
God.
You know, whatever I name the character, laughs maniacally and echoes into the night.
Playing with the beads I got over the weekend.
Beads?
Yeah.
You can show your tits to somebody in New Orleans.
No. I mean, I could have got better beads if I did, but I got beads anyway. Went out with some friends Friday night to the Comedy Underground in Seattle. We went to...
And you got drunk!
Getting there!
She was blind, stinking drunk!
Oh, it was fun. Went to a Cajun Creole place for dinner.
There it is again.
I'm sorry. I'll shut my email off. I'm not. I don't understand why it's doing that.
I used to love the email sound that I had. I got to find it again. It was from South Park.
Changing the subject, yes.
Like, you've...
Oh, my God!
You've got mail.
You bastard!
But getting back to my story, we went to a Cajun Creole restaurant.
You were trying to hook up two people from work.
I've never had, you know, authentic New Orleans, you know, cuisine before. But one thing I got to like really fast is I had my first hurricane. That was mighty tasty. And it was an original hurricane, like they make them down there. Which was really fun after we were trying to walk up the street to the comedy club.
Oh, shoot. Damn it.
What?
I gotta go to, I just got done reworking my DJ friend. Just got done reworking his site into a WordPress.
Yeah.
I just got several inquiries for him on my email. I forgot to change it to his.
Oops. So I don't know if anybody listening is from New Orleans, but I finally got to taste a hurricane, and those are really good.
Nolens. It's not New Orleans. It's Nolens.
Nolens. Anyway, we have a ding, level 13. Who Necromancer.
That's Sint Djinn. Sint Djinn, level 13, half-elf Necromancer. Congratulations. There's your ding, and Urson has just dinged to level 54 Jeweler. There's your blink. It's a blink.
So anyway, we're at the restaurant, and the proprietor comes by and gives us beads, and it was like, I said, oh, well, you mean we get beads and we don't need to flash? And he says, well, if you flash, you get the beads up on the wall. And there's these longer, bigger beads, and well, nice. I thought about it. I didn't have enough hurricane in me to try it.
Nice.
He had the wrong shirt on, too. I have beads and you don't.
Oh, wow. What can you do?
I don't know. You can flash me and I'll throw them to you.
But you get better, though, because I show you my butt.
That's true. I guess I need to give you these beads then, huh?
Well, not right now.
Oh, okay. You forgot meeting them outside the Maiden's Fancy one evening?
What?
Sint Djinn?
Hell are you talking about?
Says that you evidently forgot that you met them outside the Maiden's Fancy one evening?
Apparently I have. You gotta understand, I'm very drunk when I go to the Maiden's Fancy. I'm being told here that, Tessaly, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Tessaly has dinged level 37 Wizard. So congratulations to Tessaly, I think I'm saying that correctly. And there's your ding. And yeah, I'm sorry, I don't remember meeting Sint Djinn outside the Maiden's Fancy one evening. The Maiden's Fancy, by the way, is back open for business.
When?
Thursday. Well, actually, they were open last week. I completely forgot about it. I know. Apparently, they missed me a lot.
Yeah. People want to know if you're ever going to open the theater again.
You know, I'm actually... I don't know. I was going to do it, not this week, but the week after. I just got an email from someone. Good Lord, that's a name.
What?
There's a dude on a warg right here named John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Apparently, his name is my name, too.
Oh.
Apparently, another couple of friends are trying to start up another club, too. And God, I'm just tired of trying to compete with other people. Every time I try to come up with a date for the for the Silver Rose, someone else comes up with something else.
I'm sorry, hon.
I'm just going to give up on it.
Well, I'm sorry. You shouldn't give up on it. You should just keep trying. I don't know. How else do the other ones get established? They just kept trying. You know? They were committed. Not in a straight jacket type way, but they were committed. Oh.
Now that I have the contact thing, I should forward these over to my buddy.
I wonder when the Sony podcast is going to be out. Should be soon. They were just recording it last week. Oh. It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Fredzo.
Only Tuesday. So what are you going to do this week in EverQuest?
Want me to actually plan something? I don't know. I've been doing writs. I would like very much to try to get the guild to 80 by the time the new expansion comes around.
Well, we just hit 78 and we're about a quarter way through. I've been trying to do my a writ run every night. Just because I'm out of status, the last bit of status, I dumped all my status in the guild. All that, and I used them for buying paintings.
There we go, that's fixed. God. I was wondering why in the world I got an email asking me if I was available for a wedding in my old hometown. It's like, what? Who are you? What? Oh, damn it!
Yeah. Oops.
Oops. Oh, son of a bitch. Okay, I suppose I gotta do that too.
What now?
One second. I gotta fix this too, shit.
Okay, well, you fix that. I don't know, is it me, you know, is it because we're in that lull between the next expansion and Ivy Dew just dinged 65 stage, by the way.
Alright.
But it seems to me like we're in that lull between.
Well, everyone's waiting for the new stuff to come out. The old stuff's kind of getting, well, old. Now that you know new stuff is coming out, and it's like, God, I don't want to do the old stuff now.
Well, Traveling Fair's gone. Not sure what city it's going to show up next, and it won't show up till what, next month. You know, those who
What
are,
is that? Is that just once a month?
What, the traveling fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
So it's 1 week a month?
I believe so, yes.
That's better than, you know, better than just a 24 hours. You know, better than one day a month, I suppose.
So, yeah, probably around the 1st of February the new stuff will come out. Have you checked your Legend of Norrath cards?
Oh,
I went through my last set. I got another picture.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
Oh, God. Now you can make me look it up because I don't remember now.
Well, apparently it's going to be the 1st through the 7th of each month. We just don't know what zone until they actually show up.
Well, last time it was Kalathan. So it should be, and I'm guessing, it should be, you know, an evil.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to friggin' download the Legends of Norrath standalone game, not the in-game one. Because I'm having that problem where the damn thing's scrolling off the page.
I have to start a browser up. My other browser just died.
Where do you look for it at? The collection manager or something?
Yes.
Okay,
and I don't know the name of it, but it's a painting of three skulls. It's red. I don't mind it. Give me a second and I give you the stupid name.
So it's a painting of the thing that you let me borrow for the,
What?
Remember you gave me a skull three-headed thing?
Yeah.
For the haunted forest. I sent it back to you.
Yeah, I know. You could have kept it. It was yours. But you were getting rid of the place, right?
Right.
Okay, where am I?
Apparently, I haven't checked this in a while.
Why, you have some built up?
10.
Wow! Okay.
It's been a while.
Yes, Traveler's Loot. I can get you the name here in a second. I'm getting there. All slow.
I never get anything, though.
Well, this last time. Well, time before that, I got the fiery horse, but I haven't redeemed it yet because I just, was that it? Malevolence? It's just called Painting Malevolence. And it's a picture of about four screaming skulls in a red fiery type picture.
No, I have no redeemable items.
Sorry.
I never get anything.
Now, why couldn't I have got Paradox? Now, that's pretty.
Because.
I also have the Righteous Defender. And I have a cloak, too. I have Tapestry of the Bard. Haven't used that one yet, either. Don't know. Just, you know. But as far as the traveling show, you know, people are thinking probably Freeport or Nariak. My guess, my official guess, I'm going to say, because there's a show out there already. I don't know if there'll be another one. I would probably say Freeport. Even though Nariak is a starting zone, they've got that Wanderer's Fair out there anyway. So I don't know about having two fairs in a starting zone like that. And I don't know if the fair would go to a place like Temenibus Deep and Nariak. Because even the area that Kalathan was more like Antonica. And there, it's 0 to 20. Well, maybe. We'll have to see. Oh, I have a question. Maybe somebody out there knows. Mm-hmm. Weren't we supposed to be able to be, or maybe it's still coming, be able to be a tinkerer and a trans magnifier person?
Seems I remember hearing something about that.
Well, when you're looking in your achievements, the trait skill one, transmuter, attained 400 transmuting. Yeah, I've already got the tinkerer one, and I refuse to give up tinkering just to get this other one, but without it, that means I can't finish off the trait skill line. People are saying they think it's coming with the next expansion. Okay, I was wondering about that. So it's still coming. That's going to be a hard one. That's a hard one to skull up. But then again, I remember them talking about them changing it so it's not such a tedious thing. Having different ways in order to skull it up besides just going out and gathering a bunch of items and stuff. Oh, and that reminds me. When I was out book hunting,
mm-hmm.
You know, turning yourself into a transmuter, that would be the time to mentor down with the chronomage so things are green so you can get stuff to transmute. When I go out and hunt for books, I do not want to be on the green table. I don't want to be on the loot table. I want to be on the, you know, the only thing in this zone that's going to drop for me is quest starters table. I've tried it both ways. And all I do is I come home with a bag full of junk to sell, which is not a problem, but when I'm looking for a book, they don't seem to show up any faster if I'm at level or not. Hmm. If it's gray or if it's green, you know? Doesn't show up any faster. So, there's that. And the only goals I got this week is to try and do my set of writs out in Kunark. I like doing the four writs out there rather than the ones in the moors. They're mm-hmm. more spread out in the moors.
Right.
I can do my round of writs, which is basically doing the fish guys, the cactus guys, the rhinos,
yeah, that's the what I do.
Scorpion guys, and then I hop over to Skyfire and I do some gnashers, which are sperm with teeth to me over there, and then I do some more sperm with teeth, and then I do some drakes, and then I do some more drakes, and I'm done. I can do it pretty much in about 30 minutes or less, so that's 8 different writs. So that's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes longer for the moors because there's some down in Firmroot, and then you have to go further down into the moors to the other end to get the rest. And, I switch off and do some of the other ones sometimes.
Mm.
Just to make it different. But the other one seems to take me longer to do. Somebody's got some gelatinous cube jelly.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, it's a food item. Yum. That might be good to eat.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
So what are your goals this week?
I have no goals.
Why not?
Because if I set goals, it means I have to do something. If I have to do something, I don't like doing it.
That's the problem.
So, that's the way I roll. I do what the hell I want.
I know. I'm getting tired. And the dog's in my face. Go away, dog.
Why is the dog in your face?
Because the dog probably wants to go out.
Hint.
Hint, kid. Dog. Dog. Oh, you want to know something that I just thought was amusing?
What's that?
YouTube has been sending me little emails saying, oh, your video of Fate Art Girls or I Want That Rock has become very popular, and they want to start me on their partnership program where they add ads to the videos and I get a share of it, you know? I feel like telling them, F you. After they've, you know, yanked the music off of I Walk Alone.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Green Day situation. And then the Pirates of the Caribbean one I had. That was music right from the game. And Warner Brothers Music had tagged it. So they yanked the music from that too. I'm to the point where it's like, no. Uh-uh. You guys aren't going to use my videos to make money. Forget it.
Yep.
To hell with ya!
F you. And I wish to God there was someplace else that was like YouTube, that was connected with like Facebook and stuff.
Well, there is Vidler.
We'll have to try it because I am so sick of YouTube. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they send me these little notes going, your things are so popular, we want you to join this thingy with us and blah, blah, blah. But you know, when you start reading it, they say, well, if we determine that it doesn't meet our rules, it will be deleted. It's like, yeah, I figured. You guys are looking for another reason to screw with one of the videos. Forget it. I don't think so. Your partnership program. So we'll have to find someplace else. I mean, I'll probably still keep them on YouTube and stuff, but gotta find someplace else. There's gotta be another upcoming video sharing site out
there. Yeah, but even the new guys, whatever, eventually they have to adopt some sort of thing where they're not gonna get sued. And that's exactly what YouTube is afraid of.
Yeah, but we went through that thing with Van Morrison just because I said Van Morrison. They didn't even check out the video. I don't need that frustration. Not when, you know, these are for fun and you know, not making anything off of them. Yeah, and Arolas Day is coming in a month. I guess we're going to find out more about Arolas then, too, huh?
I certainly hope so.
I hope so, too. I need to go back and do another Shard of Love. Still like to get those wings. So how come I'm doing all the talking and you're quiet?
I think so. Anyway, it's time to go anyway. It's 9 o'clock. And you know what I have coming up for after the show?
What?
I don't know if they're still on. Let me check here. Yep, Ivy Doo is still there. She's the one to send us the CDs, right?
Yes.
Well, coming up after the show, I have music by... Who the heck is this? Heather Alexander. Heather Alexander. It's a nice CD that Rowan, or Ivy Doo, is on right now. And her husband sent us. And Hud. How are we doing, HUD? Sent us this nice CD, so I ripped it over the weekend, and we're gonna hear that. And thank you very much, Bro Wayne and HUD, for the CDs. Good music, I like it. We're going to hear more of it tonight. Have anyone you want to shout out to tonight, hon?
Well, everybody in the Legion of Kithakar and True for wanting to share his pre-order Prezi with us. Lyra, just because she's out there. Valander, because I see them. Trista, congratulations for winning. Am I forgetting anybody?
Oh. All right, folks, that's it for this week. Say hello to everyone at Legion of Kithakar, of course. Folks at the Saya's Hammer, if you're listening in, I'll be there shortly, most likely. The girls at the Maiden Fancy, and of course the guys, too. But hey, the girls, you know. Ooh, that's a nice cloak. What is that?
What? Where? What cloak?
There's a girl in front of me. Let me see. What is that?
Well, I'll link it.
The green journeyman's cloak.
Well?
Let me link that here.
He's going to link it. And why is Santania looking for a crowbar?
I couldn't tell you. There we go.
Dog! I don't know what's up with him. He's got his head on my lap and giving me that doggy look. Ooh! That is pretty.
Yeah, let's see. How do you pronounce his name? Silvariel on the Antonia Bale server has that cloak. It's pretty cool. I don't think I've seen it before.
Hey.
What?
Eric, no. Well, that.
Okay, that's it. Time to end the show. She's starting to yell at the boy.
No, I'm starting to yell at the dog. He's starting to try and get into candy again around here.
Damn dog. All right, folks. See you next week. Happy New Year, everyone. This is, of course, the first show of the year.
And, is it?
Yeah, we didn't have a show last week, so this is the first show of the year.
Oh, yeah, took last week off.
Yes. EQ Tuesday hasn't had a show in 2010 yet. Have really? They? No, but I have because I work. No.
Wait a minute, they didn't have a show today?
Nope.
Really?
Apparently, apparently Delmon thinks, real work is, more important than, EQ Tuesday. What a bum. Anyway. Okay, folks. Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.